During the Angelus in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis focused on today's Gospel reading, in which Jesus tackled the Sadducees. They put the following question to Jesus in an attempt to ridicule the belief in resurrection. A woman has had seven husbands who died one after the other. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? First of all, the Pope said, Jesus explained that life after death has different parameters from our life on earth.
La vita eterna è un'altra vita.
Eternal life is a different life, in a different dimension, where, among other things, matrimony will no longer exist. But then, Pope Francis continued, Jesus counterattacks, so to speak. He finds proof of the resurrection in the episode of Moses and the burning bush, where God reveals himself as the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. The name of God, Pope Francis explained, is tied to the names of the men and women to whom he ties himself, and this tie is stronger than death. This is why Jesus affirms, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Therefore, Pope Francis explained, what will happen is exactly the opposite of what the Sadducees expected. This life cannot be the standard for eternity. It is eternity, on the contrary, that illuminates our life on earth and gives each of us hope. If we only look through human eyes, the Pope continued, we tend to say that the path of man goes from life towards death. But Jesus turns this perspective on its head and affirms that our pilgrimage goes from death towards a fuller life.
La morte sta dietro, alle spalle, non davanti a noi.
So, the Pope concluded, death is behind us, not in front of us. In front of us is the God of the living, the definitive defeat of sin and death, the start of a new time of joy and endless light.